Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, somebody on the YouTube chat alerted us to Uncle Chen, the smoking marathoner.
Yeah, he got kicked out of one of the major marathons. But he got disqualified. And he ran one in outside of Beijing, and he got disqualified for chain smoking.
Yeah, but he ran. It says he runs a sub 3:30 marathon.
Yeah,
while chain smoking.
Yes, but it violates the rules. I guess you're not allowed to smoke on the course. And he doesn't just smoke; he chain smokes. He looks fantastic. See, this makes me laugh. He's 52.
He's a Chinese runner.
Yeah,
Uncle Chen.
There's something too. I don't know why, but I always enjoy, like, you ever pull up to like a Chinese restaurant and like the Asian cooks are just like out in the alley just smoking away. There's something about it that just makes me smile. It just feels right with the world. The BTJ, like they have this. My gal has like a, she calls it her family group, and I think we've talked about this, but it's a gathering, and it's like every kind of Asian you can imagine. It's just the community, and they all get together like once a month, and they do big family like kind of potlucks. And there's a group of uncles, and I'm not really sure who they're related to or how they're related to, but they're all like in their like 50s and 60s, and none of them really speak English, and they always have large amounts of cash. They'll gamble on anything, and they just sit in the corner off on their own. And they just drink hard liquor and chain smoke the entire time.
Nice.
And you don't know who they're related to?
No, I always ask, and it's always like, well, that's Uncle so-and-so. And I'm just like, no one really can give me a definitive answer on where they belong to. But like, they're all like, a lot of them are like Laotian. And I always ask like what they do, and no one really can tell me what they do, but it's just, they're awesome. And they'll gamble on anything and large amounts of money. And I'm desperate to try to get in with them. I gotta find it in, but it's very intimidating. I don't smoke. I'm not.
Start bringing
Asian.
Your own heaters, man.
I need to just have the guts to go over there one day with like a bottle of like Remy Martin or something, and then just, and they love Heineken too, hard liquor and Heineken. That's
why
all,
Heineken.
I don't know, but they all, that's all the beer they drink. They drink hard liquor or Heineken.
And what's and the that, hard liquor of choice?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it clear brown?
No, they're drinking clear.
Okay.
Yeah. Drinking clear liquor and Heinekens. And like the one guy that was 60, he showed up the last time and he got a new head tattoo. He's just got a big giant tattoo on his head. And I'm like, who gets it? Like 65, who gets a head tattoo? They're like, oh, that's Uncle So-and-so. I got to get in with those guys. I need to, I love the Asians. I need to be bolder about what's happening there, because I think when you enter that world, I think cool and also probably highly illegal stuff is going on, and I want in.
Listen, they're smart. They love to party.
Yes.
They love to gamble.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, they live longer than anybody.
I know. Like, again, what?
Why do we not take our cues from the Asians?
we were there, and someone announced a pregnancy, and it was like, you know, they was like, hey, we're having a baby. Dude, they started betting thousands of dollars on the sex of the baby. And I'm like, this is the sort of degenerates.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, hey, we got something to gamble on. Let's go.
I've certainly had some very serious gambling days. And I remember one time at a friend's wedding, we were all housed. And we started betting, not thousands, but hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Back when we didn't have hundreds of dollars. Yeah. We started betting on who could throw. We were outside because we were smoking. And it was who could throw their credit card closest to the wall.
It's the Michael Jordan penny game, basically.
Yeah, and you would get double if you were able to lean it up against the wall.
And you were gambling for no reason other than it was just awesome.
Hundreds of dollars, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, but we needed some action. Let's go. We're at a wedding. Boring. Let's go.
It's just the best. Oh, good times.
Just good times. Well.
What were we?
Well, I was going to tell you about Corey Holcomb.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Corey.
Now, he is a comedian, mm-hmm. American comedian from Chicago.
I had not really heard of him before I saw this story.
I haven't either. So I had to read about him. He bills himself as the ghetto Phil, the ghetto Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
But I'm not familiar with his works. But he has gone viral because he is stating that he only dates women in poverty because they're more practical.
Yes. He says, quote, I believe the quote that I saw was, I can control them. It's somewhat problematic.
Yeah,
but
I don't like that part of it. No. But what he's saying is, look, he says, you know, a lot of these women come from money.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's all they think about. It's all they care about. He said the women in poverty are more down to earth. They're more fun.
He did say it's a humanitarian thing, too. It's lifting people up. I think it's an interesting strategy.
He says that it's the same thing as women who only date rich men.
Rich men, yes. Which, by the way, that to me is the
That's
best
fair.
Point. Because there are a ton of women out there that are now saying that if you... And some of the demands, like, it's ridiculous. Like, there's women that are like, if you don't make $1 million, like, I want nothing to do with you. I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
And so why is it okay for that, but not okay for a guy to do the, well, I'm only dating poor?
Being a man of increase?
But to be honest with you, isn't that the whole notion of rich old guys anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... He's just being a little more outwardly about it. He's not necessarily a rich old man.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would you be outraged by this?
Well, because, you know...
He can date whoever he wants.
Yeah. But
and by the way, I mean, it's not a bad way to go if you want to cut out the superficial crap from your life.
I think it probably stems from the part that he's targeting a certain demographic because he can control them.
Yeah,
better.
I didn't like that part. I did not read
that's
that he said
that. That's probably
what
people don't like.
Yeah. And that's not my favorite.
But at the same time, couldn't you say that women that date rich guys, I mean, there's like entire websites that are dedicated to, are you young and hot and do you want a rich guy? I mean, they made a show called Who Wants to Date a Millionaire? You're targeting a specific person.
What was that show?
Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah.
Who wants remember to marry that. A
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No. Yeah. Who wants to marry a millionaire?
And then, of course, the guy who was the millionaire ended up not being a millionaire. Not was this dumb millionaire. Reality scam.
Yeah.
But it was basically a bunch of women that were, well, kind of like that HBO show where you're only looking at people's parts and deciding who you want to go on a date with.
Well,
all these women were not allowed to see the man. They're just like, I don't care what he looks like.
Can we?
I'll marry him because he's a millionaire.
Well, can we be honest? Like...
Please
dating and marriage and everything else, it's all transactional. It's just a matter of what you're paying with. Some people pay with genuine love and affection and care.
What is that? Does that?
Other people pay with goods, services, money, houses, security. Other people pay with great uptops. Other dudes pay with great hair and hot abs.
Mm.
You know, other people pay with like trips and planes and like we all are playing a game of poker, and you can only play the cards that you've been dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you make the argument that if you're a guy and you have a bunch of money? Look, that's an ace. In fact, that may be a pair of aces. But if you're 25 and you're a ridiculously good-looking guy, that's probably a pair of kings. Now, the ultimate flush is when you're young and hot and you're female. I mean, that's like the royal flush. You're out there like you're Godzilla and the rest of us are millions of fleeing Japanese. But there's some cards that we respect and others that we feel like is cheating, and it's not. We're just all playing the hand that we have, and you're playing your best hand. And this guy, you know, he's playing.
Well, you try to play your best hand.
You try.
Sometimes, you know, the youngs, they don't, I mean, sometimes you don't understand what your best hand is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. But, I mean, it's just like every relationship is somewhat transactional. It's just that some transactions, again, we frown upon, and others we do not. But think about, like, whenever you wooed your girl or she wooed you, you tried to win her over and you tried to impress her. Like, you probably at some point took your wife on a nice date, right? When you were first dating, like, when you were like, hey, I want to see if, like, this is solid. Whether you take her to...
Well, not if you're ghetto Dr. Phil. She's not expecting much.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
There's a whole thing. Like, if you're ghetto Dr. Phil and you're thinking to yourself... Like, for me, maybe it's Ringhouse, or for someone else, it'd be Ox.
I'm going to take this girl to Cheesecake Factory, and it's going to be Michelin star.
Yeah, and for Dr. Phil, he can probably aim for Applebee's, and his gal's like, hey, this is awesome. Like, I can see the allure of that. But you're putting that forward, and then you're like you're taking her to dinner, and you're buying her your drinks, and there's wine, and we're going to a Broadway show and all that. And the other guy's just like, hey, man, what if I just spent a lot less, or what if I just paid directly for the access? So again, we're just playing hands. But we like to make ourselves feel better and believe that we're above it all, when in reality, we're not. We're all feeding at the same trough. It's just, how we get there.
All right. Better Hang wraps it up next on The Fan.